This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Well, kind of a quiet start to the day. There's been a lot of hope or optimism that maybe once we got past the October timeframe and some of these contracted grain deals were behind us, that we would see a little move here. But corn has just been really lazy and actually been working back towards support levels. But prior low of 467, we've got down to 472 and change yesterday, been down to 473 and a quarter overnight. So the corn just can't quite get anything going, but there is cases to be made, especially when we're talking about ethanol usage and the grind is way up, the stocks are down. We've got a real good storyline there. So it kind of feels like a powder keg building. And I don't know what's going to trigger it, but I feel like there should be a move there. In the case of the soybeans, we're already seeing the move start to take place. But even at that, we're just unable to clear these nearby resistance levels. I think that there's plenty of cause for us to do so. Again, just need that ignition, something to trigger the move. And then I think we've got something to work with there. Export sales came out this morning, and for the week, pretty disappointing in all the grains, pretty impressive. I'd say average to a little better than average in both pork and beef. But on the grain side of things, a little lackluster.
You alluded to those ethanol numbers we received recently and kind of the overall picture for ethanol right now. It is really strong as far as what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the grinds are at all-time highs. The margins are good. Profit margins for the plants are good. Basis levels are good for the corn and still making good money. And so right at harvest, when you see, in many cases, par basis at the ethanol plants, that's a rare occurrence.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1 1/4 at 473 3/4. November soybeans up 10 1/4 at 1301 1/2. On the Merck, December live cattle up 60 cents at 184.20. November feeder cattle up $1.22 at 239.77. December lean hogs up 25 cents at 70.40. December pork cutout up 10 cents at 79.85. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.